Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. Why did Noida police arrest Elvish Yadav? Big Boss OTT2 winner Elvish Yadav was arrested by the Noida police Sunday in connection with a case of allegedly supplying snake venom at rave parties. He was called in for questioning earlier in the day. Yadav was arrested more than 3 months after the matter came to light. According to police sources, the social media influencer wasn't cooperating with the investigation. DCP Noida Vidyasagar Mishra said the FSL report has been received. Based on the evidence, Elvish Yadav was called in for questioning and was produced before the court after arrest. Sufficient evidence has been found against him. In a separate incident, Yadav was also embroiled in a controversy earlier this month after he was seen beating up another YouTuber, Maxton Sagar Thakur, following which an FIR was lodged against him. Subsequently, Yadav issued a clarification and also apologized for the incident. Yadav and 5 others were booked by the Noida police in November last year under sections of the Wildlife Protection Act and for criminal conspiracy under the Indian Penal Code. Sections of the NDPS Act have also been added in the case over allegations of supplying snake venom at a party in Noida Sector 51. A trap was laid by People for Animals, PFA, an animal welfare organization founded by Sultanpur MP Meneka Gandhi, by sending in a decoy to expose the alleged racket. Gaurav Gupta, PFA's animal welfare officer, was the decoy and the complainant in the case. The trap was laid with the help of some district officials at Chevron Banquet Hall in Noida. 5 people from Delhi's Molarban village, Rahul, who was accused of being Yadav's accomplice, his father Jayakaran, Titu Nath, his brother Narayan and Ravi Nath, who were accused of being snake charmers and of supplying the venom, were arrested earlier. However, weeks later, they were all granted bail. Police had then said that 9 snakes were seized and a bottle suspected of carrying the venom was also recovered from them, which was sent for forensic examination. The social media influencer had at the time dismissed the allegations against him. Yadav has been sent to 14 days of judicial custody. That's all we have for you right now. This is Bismi Taskin, Principal Correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.